This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
That was it put me in the mood. It made me ill at ease. It made me feel ill at ease.
Did it really?
Yes.
I found calming from it.
Well, that I think really speaks to
my
you.
Fragile mental state.
That was from Fancy Octopus. And he said, y'all said the lizard theme was scary, so this one should be less scary.
The lizard theme? I don't know if I remember that
one. The title is not scary theme, but actually the theme of the track is RR theme, angels. I wonder if that's like biblically accurate angels singing a review theme song.
It was kind of like, it was like 2001 soundtrack vibes, you know, the score vibes, like.
I think we need to, first of all, Fancy, thank you so much for sending that.
Thank
guys
you. That was a good
we
one.
Need more themes.
You took the original, give us something original, and you said sure. I said
you
something
said,
that
I'm
no
give
one
you
else
biblically
will send.
Accurate angels.
I said
so please send more, we love them so much.
Oh,
and we
Riley.
Do desperately need them, so thank you. Let's cut right into it. Al,
Riley.
What is new with you, my darling? I already know, but I think you should tell
friend,
our dear podcast.
My friend.
Oh, my darling, what if you slay?
I have been.
What if you flop?
I have been, and, you know, squeamish listeners, you know, sensitive listeners, tune out now. I have been shitting and throwing up.
The baton has been passed
for 48 hours straight. It has
and
been
off is the anchor.
Like my and just a little sneak peek for the topic. My body is a water slide, which is my favorite. John,
a body is a water slide. Alf, I had E. coli weeks ago. I don't have it anymore
because you gave it to me.
Yes, I am so sorry. Do you feel comfortable sharing the story that
yeah,
you told
okay,
me the other
sure,
day.
I'll tell the story.
Guys,
I told
if you feel weird about bodily stuff, try skipping ahead a couple minutes. Just like a little warning for that. I will say it's also one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard in my
life. It's not that funny, okay? It's funny
it
to
is
you
for
because
me.
You're a sadist.
Yes.
So I was driving around. I was driving to work, and all of a sudden, I was struck ill. And I vomited, ultimately.
While driving. That's
which
the
is,
most important
was kind
part.
Of an unpleasant experience. And I was sort of coming to a light. But as I was vomiting and I was sort of like, my legs were kind of spasming. And I was like hitting the brake and the accelerator alternating. And I threw up. I was trying to throw up out the window. But I lurched forward and the seatbelt locked. And so I was just, it was heinous. It was going
that's
everywhere.
Horrible. Horrible.
It was going everywhere. I was covered in vomit, and then I had to drive like 40 minutes back to my house. It was a heinous experience. I was using like the three wet wipes that I had in the car to try and deal.
So you had to drive home covered in
vomit. Covered. Oh, and then he gets home, doesn't he? And he has explosive diarrhea. And what does he discover? But that the water has been shut off inside his building. So he cannot shower. He cannot even flush the toilet.
He cannot even wash his
hands.
What did you do?
Well, luckily, I had a half a bottle of water that I was able to use to wash my hands. And I had some, like, Lysol wipes and, like, wet wipes around the house with which I was able to sort of clean myself up. And then I just kind of had
clean
to, like...
Clean yourself with Lysol?
Yes. What else was I supposed to do? I was covered in vomit. I was covered in vomit, Anspa. It was horrible.
You're cleaning yourself with bleach?
Yes. Just rubbing it. My beard is, like, completely blonde now. Yeah, it was heinous, and then I had to wait like 2 hours just sort of sitting in my own filth for the shower to come back on, and I could fucking fully kind of bleach myself in there.
To sit in that is so atrocious. I'm so sorry that happened to
you. And all
you.
I've had to eat in the last 48 hours is 2 sleeves of saltines and a bagel, most of which I threw up at different points. So I feel dehydrated and awful. So if this episode isn't what you wanted, you can fuck yourselves.
Oh, do you think it's something you ate?
I mean, I don't think it's something I smelled.
Nice.
I don't know, man. I do think it's... I did eat, ultimately, and I don't... I'm afraid to say what I ate that I think might have caused it. Because I don't want to be victim blamed.
It was Chipotle.
Well, it was Chipotle.
And famously, I had Chipotle right before I had the worst of my E. coli.
And when you had E. coli, I said, did you have Chipotle lettuce? You know that Chipotle lettuce is tainted. You can't eat that. They always have E. coli. Now, I didn't get the lettuce. I never get the lettuce because the lettuce has E. coli. Turns out maybe the other stuff also has sickness in it. Maybe it's not isolated to
Turns
the lettuce.
Turns out it's also maybe more than one thing. Allegedly.
But
allegedly.
It was worth it.
What's new with me?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm going to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Indiana.
Daniel and I with... What's that?
Indiana. That's like Sean Connery, who's Indiana Jones' dad. Because there's an Indiana Jones right there.
No, it's at Disneyland, my love.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Why did I think the Indiana Jones one was at Universal?
Because the Mummy one is at Universal.
Oh.
I'm going to Universal with Daniel Rashid, Elizabeth Valenti, and Jay Lee. Because we, all of our friends, we play Mario Kart together all the time, famously. We love it. And I haven't been to Universal since I was like 16. I couldn't tell you the last... Jay hasn't been to a theme park since he was a kid, and I don't know the last time Daniel was at one. But Elizabeth
I haven't
and
been
I went to Disneyland
Pandy.
Last year. Disneyland was the first post-Pandy when Elizabeth and I went last summer to Disney. But we all play Mario Kart so much, and we're like, oh, with that world opening... So it's Jay's birthday present that Daniel and I are treating him to Universal, so us four are gonna go.
I love that.
Jay Lee is one of our dear friends, and we're very excited. And Elizabeth and I spent all day yesterday, like, essentially producing the day, because Jay, Elizabeth, and I can get there on the earlier side of the day. Daniel can't come till like an hour after we are there, like an hour and a half. And so E and I are like, okay, what are the things we want to do together? We all want to do Super Mario World together. We all want to do Super Nintendo World. We all want to do the Harry Potter stuff together. And so what other than that, we're like trying to plan the day and food and everything. And we have a list. We have a priority list. We know what time, like the last tram tour is at 6:15. How can we work around that to make sure that we get it?
Oh my God.
So we fully produced our day out. We're very, very excited.
Sounds miserable.
I have not been there. No, you have to have a plan.
No, I know. I'm
You have
teasing.
To have a plan. And thankfully, it's going to be like cloudy tomorrow.
Oh, good.
A little chilly, which is great. Because when E and I went to Disneyland last fucking August, it was so stupid hot.
In fucking Southern California could a person utter the phrase, thankfully, it's going to be cloudy tomorrow.
I mean, listen, going to a theme park, any kind of park.
I know.
In the heat, awful.
You know when
anyway,
last time
I'm
I went to Universal
excited.
Studios was? It was like June and it was like 120 yeah, degrees. Awful. And awful. I had to be dipping my whole body in sun cream. Sun cream? Yeah.
Sun cream, sun my cream. Darling.
So he's gonna sun
Wait,
cream
can himself. I go back like 5 minutes? Because there was a joke I was gonna say.
Okay.
So, like, remember I said the Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know why I thought that was at Universal.
Yes.
And then what did you say?
I said it's because the mummy is at Universal. Yeah, you're probably getting that confused.
Your mummy's my favorite ride as well. Come on!
Disgusting.
Come
no,
on!
It's too Get far
in.
Gone.
Get in.
Oh, stop the lights. Stop the lights. I'm very excited. I will say I am not going to ride Jurassic World.
Why's that?
Because it's going to be a little chilly tomorrow, and the idea of being soaking fucking wet for most of the day is not appealing to me, having wet socks, wet shoes. If it was really hot, I would be on that ride like 10 times. But it's not going to be hot tomorrow, and I don't want to be cold and wet.
Do you like Splash Mountain?
Yes.
Mm. Do you like water rides in general?
Yeah, I do. I need to like bring appropriate clothes or like a change of clothes or something. Second reason, though, for why I'm not going to ride it, it's scary.
Is it really for you?
Yes. I've had many nightmares since I was a child of having to, like, a nightmare of a situation where I'd have to swim through the ride.
That's fascinating.
But imagine doing that. How fucking terrifying would that
well,
be?
Well, I'd just swim to the edge, wouldn't I? I wouldn't go through the whole ride. I'm not an idiot.
But you have to.
Well, but why?
But imagine how fucking
When I
terrifying.
Went to Universal Studios last time, I went with a friend of mine who...
Congratulations.
Thank you. He made a friend who is deathly afraid of animatronics.
Yeah.
Like, truly horrified of animatronics. Loves theme parks, though. Kind of interesting.
Well, and it's...
There
I
is
can
an
understand that.
No spoilers, but there is an animatronic Dementor on one
no,
of the
I
rides.
No, I know. Alpha, you forget that one of my personality traits is that I watch ride-throughs of things before I do it.
And the way he screamed, I was like, he's going to have some sort of cardiac event. Like, he was so... Yeah. And it really elevated...
If you're talking about The Forbidden Journey, Harry Potter and The Forbidden
Journey.
Oh,
my God. It really elevated my experience, though, to have someone be that scared next to me.
I'm going to ride the ride. I will have my eyes closed the whole time because I'm a weenie baby.
But, Riley...
Yes.
Speaking of rides.
Speaking of water rides.
Speaking of water
getting wet.
Rides. Speaking of water slides.
Speaking of accommodation in a world of wet.
Speaking of accommodation in a world of wet.
We're talking Great Wolf Lodge.
All right, now stop. Set an intention.
Okay.
And listen.
You. Stop. Set an intention and listen.
I just back with a whole new wet.
My intention is for this to be the most even keeled episode because I don't want you
even,
vomiting
thank
on
you.
Your keyboard.
Even keeled.
So
yes.
It's going to be the most
sick,
even
seasick.
Keeled.
No sick.
No, it's the most even keeled
no
episode.
Sick.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
What about you?
Well, are we setting separate intentions?
No, I'm saying
now?
Like, would you have said something different?
I think I probably would have said, let's have this be the rockiest, rolliest, absolutely tumbliest.
So if you guys are wondering, oh, didn't they do a water parks episode? Yes.
Fuck
we
off.
We have done a water parks episode, but this is different.
It was four
that
years
was water
ago.
Parks in well, first of all, it's water parks in general was that episode. This one is different because it is a hotel indoor. You stay and you play. Great Wolf Lodge is a hotel that also has a giant indoor water park, and they're a chain. I have not been to a Great Wolf Lodge, but with the amount of advertisements that those fuckers do, I feel like I have. I have seen so many ads for Great Wolf Lodge.
They have them out there on the West Coast?
Yes, they do. I have seen I think the ad that keeps coming to mind is like, there's mom and dad and brother and sister, and they're each going about different parts of their day. Like, mom and dad are both at work, kids are at school, you know, boy is at football practice, girl is in band practice. And giant wolves pick each of them up from their respective locations and then start running down the street together each family member on one of their backs. And then they end up at Great Wolf Lodge.
And then the big, you know, if there's one thing we know about wolves, fuck, they love water.
Fuck, they're obsessed with
water. When I think of aquatic mammal, first thing that comes to mind for me,
wolf. Alf, what do you think about Great Wolf Lodge?
The stinky, matted fur of a feral beast in a pool.
Don't talk about me.
I've never been to a Great Wolf Lodge. I don't know if the idea of it would have ever appealed to me, but it certainly doesn't now.
Correct.
I cannot think of water parks as anything other than
a breeding ground for Giardia.
Exactly. Sort of civilization scale petri dishes. Like, yeah, just disgusting. And then an indoor one?
Yes.
Nonetheless, yes, where you don't have the sun sort of at least, yes, kind of like drying the floor and like it just, yeah, imagine the slippery, slimy, yes, floor and the like, oh, I just
mildew.
Oh, the smell of it. I want to throw up. No, I'm kidding. But I might.
But maybe.
And like, I've never been like, oh, I had a good day at the water park. If only I only had to walk 10 feet to my bed. Like, I don't, yeah, really see the appeal of it being a one-stop shop like that. Like, go to a water park, that's fine, but stay somewhere nice that's not in the water park.
Yeah, also, I can't imagine that they have a different smell in the room. Like, when everyone is wet.
Yes.
And all the clothes are wet. It's all through the vents. Like
carpet. You know it's carpet, right? You know the
you
rooms
know
are carpet.
It's carpet.
The hallways are carpet. The elevators are carpet. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest difference just from like a water park and like this thing specifically is it's the indoors of it all. So now I actually I have a source. Let's call him Daniel Rashid, who has stayed, okay, at a Great Wolf Lodge before.
Okay.
When he was somewhere between the ages of 8 and 12.
Okay.
He loved it.
Now that is interesting.
Had the best time as a child. Mm. And I know you're probably wondering, well, why isn't he here to tell us that himself? He couldn't be on the episode today. Not that he was even planned to be, but he's busy. So,
okay.
But he loved it. And he was like, I didn't realize that it's a chain. Like,
I thought it was just the one in...
He went to one in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the, probably the one.
And
the,
I'm,
yeah,
like, but it's indoors. And he's like, yeah, it's indoors because it's in fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
And so the pull of that was that you can go year round. So there's, I think the appeal of,
yes,
a water park is
that...
and an indoor water park is that for kiddos, it doesn't matter what time of year, they can always go.
And you'd think as someone that lived in the Midwest, that would appeal, like I would have understood that, like that would have occurred to me, but it didn't. But I still am just like, water park is summertime. Like, you're not supposed to do that in winter.
Water park is summertime. You're not
like,
supposed
to do
that. Like,
if you want to do that in winter, you live in a hot place. I don't know. It just seems unnatural, man. Have you ever, like,
it does feel like it comes at the theming of, like, Great Wolf Lodge, from what I can see, is, like, cabin.
Right.
Wolves.
Right.
Like, I'm really curious about what... Because that feels like winter, cabin warm up by the fire with your wolf. That does not feel akin to water park vibes.
No. It's honestly, the whole thing is very like cruise ship adjacent, which I think is part
Speak
of...
Speak on that. Speak
well,
on that.
Well, I think, you know, as someone who's currently suffering from some sort of foodborne illness, I can't help but be terrified of cruise ships. And I'm afraid of boats.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I don't
afraid
like
of
boats.
The actual vessel or of being on water?
No, sometimes when I, like, walk down by the lake in Chicago and I see a boat, I like, piss and shit a little. No, of being on the water. Okay. I do get seasick quite easily, so I can't really do small boats. And big boats make me nervous because Titanic and...
Titanic.
Shut the fuck up.
Titanic.
Ever hear of a little boat called the fucking hell. Lusitania is what I was trying to say. But
look at the Lithuania.
But I literally almost said Lithuania twice. But yeah, I think water park, like, I don't know. It just seems like one of those places that is like, when I was a kid, there was a place like an arcade called Planet Fun was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Fun. I have no idea if it was a chain or a one alone, but it was like, you know, half a dozen arcade machines, a ball pit, and, like, you know, real kind of budget operation. And
was it a place you could stay?
No. It was literally just like a store, you know, tiny place. Mm-hmm. But I was fucking obsessed with it. I thought it was the coolest. I was like, if I could live at Planet Fun, I would. And then, like,
yeah,
hearing about it, like, my parents talk about it as an adult, it's like they were like, oh no, like, the place, like, stinked of, like, cigarette smoke. It was stinked. Dingy, yeah. And dark. Sorry, it stanked of cigarette smoke. The ball pit, you know, was greasy. Like,
yeah.
All the fucking stoner teenagers who worked there were, like, poisoning the children, you know. And, like, I just think there are certain things, like water parks and, like, the Great Wolf Lodge specifically, that are, like, those are just...
As a kid,
those are
heaven.
Just for kids.
Yes.
Like, those are experiences that are reserved yes. for children to adore and adults to despise and hate their lives. Which I
but
think was
the littles are having a
which
great
was
time.
Reflected in the
reviews.
And I think, like, yeah. That's the thing of, like, Disneyland even, and, like, there are other places that I think are, like, blissful ecstasy for children.
Mm-hmm.
That are, like, okay for adults. Like, you can have a good time mm-hmm. as an adult with children at Disneyland. I do not believe that you can have a good time as an adult with children at the Great Wolf Lodge. I really don't.
Mm.
And if you did, sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments. If you are a childless adult who went to Great Wolf Lodge,
sound off in the comments, right? Tell us about
really
that.
Quick, I had that same experience when I would visit... Like, when I was a kid visiting family in Ireland with my mom, there was a play center called Leisureland.
That is the most fucking Irish shit I ever heard.
And I'd go to Leisureland with my cousins, and I thought it was heaven on earth.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I'd look back at photos as an adult, and I thought, ugh, Jesus.
Pretty grim. Bless. It's like a cinder block with, like, a hat on it, and you're like, this is the mascot.
It was a cat. It was like the Cheshire cat.
Oh, haunted. It's literally like when I was a kid, I mean, and this is truly going to be 8 months out of date now, this reference, but like mm-hmm. when I was a kid, the like Glasgow Wonka experience, I would have had a blast.
Oh my God, of course.
I would have loved it there.
You're also demented.
That's true. I was a very strange child and an even stranger adult. So
let's take a break and then we'll get into Great Wolf Lodge reviews.
Get
How about
into
that?
It.
How does that sound?
Get into it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Do you need to vomit or shit?
No, but I do need to.
And we're back. Do you want to start us off?
No, I want you to start.
Too bad.
Too bad, so sad. You broke your clavicle by vomiting so hard against your seatbelt. Hey, sorry. I know we said we would stop that stuff, but I think that might just be a continuous one for
this.
Well,
I never said anything about that. Okay, here we go. These, all my reviews are going to be for Great Wolf Lodge in Anaheim, California, if you even care. This is 2 stars from Amy L.
Amy. Leist.
Amy Leist.
I feel terrible.
Got it. 2 stars from Amy Leist. The title is Downhill Over the Years. So came to this location the year they opened and was the best bang for your buck. So fun. This is my 7th and last stay. Staff, terribly unhappy. No one smiles. Yelled at 2 times at pool. Scolded for things like walking into wave pool area with drink. Allowed, by the way. And was told, you can't take that in the pool. Yes, loud and exasperated employee. No, I'm just a spectator. At which point the employee walked away. 4 p.m. check-in meant 4:45 p.m. No apologies and no ETA. 4 p.m. and your room is not ready. We'll let you know when it is. Place packed, and the room I've stayed for years now has very squeaky, outdated mattress. Lights in bathroom out, curtains damaged. For price paying, keep rooms up to date. Someone's making lots of money to draw us in, but I can see not trickling down to staff. They're overwhelmed and not happy.
Yeah, they're probably overwhelmed and not happy because people like you are gaslighting them into thinking that you're allowed to bring open containers and glass bottles into the pool. You fucking loon. No, this is allowed. No, I'm sorry, honey. You're mistaken. This is allowed, actually.
No, this is my 7th year here, and actually, I can bring glass to a pool.
No, we're allowed to... Yeah, no, I'm actually allowed to drink my frozen marg on the water slide. You're wrong about that, buddy. Sorry.
It's also, I love that, like, it wasn't even the employee being like, hey, you can't do that. It was like, another... I'm just a spectator being like, hey, don't do that. Like, please don't bring glass here. Oh, no, it's okay. They know me, and I'm actually allowed to do this.
It's like, I hate both those people. It's like, first of all, narc.
Whose side are you on? You just said...
Neither. I don't like either. What, I have to pick a side?
Yeah.
Next, you're going to be telling me to vote.
It's also 7 times. I've heard no mention of
kids.
Yes, concerning. And maybe this person has kids, but this is my 7th
I'm sorry.
Stay.
If you don't have kids and your review for the Great Wolf Lodge... Sorry, if you do have kids and your review for the Great Wolf Lodge is that long and you don't mention them, yeah, you might be a bad parent. Like, there's no way that person has children, because if they had children, they would have mentioned them. You see that, right?
I do, but the whole review is about this person's experience. And it wasn't even like, my kids were unhappy with the blank, you know.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about it that's this person, their vacation.
They go
is
by
Great
themselves.
Wolf Lodge.
Just to get away from it all. Next. Yes, oh. Checking in.
Yes, for Amelia H.
Amelia H.
Oh,
alrighty.
God.
Oh,
can
I
just
see...
tell you? Oh, yeah. No, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, I see that you're a frequent guest. I just wanted to say thank you for your loyalty to...
Oh, no, God. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, Brian. Brian?
Yeah?
The month I've had, you have no idea how much I need this.
Of course. And I see you've booked the room a single twin. Is that right?
Yep. Same one every 3 months.
And will you be
That's
needing
me.
A cot or trundle bed?
Oh God, no, no.
Okay.
This is my me time. This is
okay.
This is just
We offer it for
Amelia's...
complimentary, so I just want to make sure.
No, that's all right. God, no. Imagine, I feel like a lot of people don't take advantage of alone time. Like, you can take a trip by yourself. In fact, you should.
Yeah.
Get away from it all. Like, what is it like to spend time with Amelia? You know, what is it for you? What would it be like to spend time with just Brian?
Yeah, and parking, are you going to need one vehicle, I'm assuming?
Just me, myself, and my car. Yeah.
Okay. Compact?
That's another... What's that?
Compact?
Compact.
Okay,
yes.
If you would park on levels 1 and 2.
Oh, I can do that. Sorry, it's just like even being in here, the smell of it.
I
mean, God,
oh,
Brian,
I know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, there was a kid's birthday party in here. It was horrible. It was a bacchanal in here. I'm really sorry.
And no, it's just the smell of the water. It's like the smell of the water.
I know.
And the
We've been really trying to get that smell.
Like, no, Brian, you don't understand. I'm home. I'm home.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you, God. You must be like happy every day to come to work. Like, do you even have any stress in your body? Like, if I worked here, oh my God, me, I'm just a stock trader.
Oh, that must be pretty stressful.
It's all work, no play.
Yeah, but sounds, hey, you must be doing pretty good to stay here once every 3 months, I guess.
Oh, no, I make a lot of money. I make so much money. But why hoard it all when you can treat yourself and live a little, right?
Right. You must take other trips too. Like, you must go to, like, I don't know.
Well, I do. So I go to this Great Wolf Lodge in Anaheim, but there's also, they have one in Wisconsin. So when I go there to visit family, I mean, thank God, right? And so it's really nice because it's
sorry,
like,
thank God you have family, or thank, what was the thank God there?
Thank God that it's there. Thank God that I can, you know, holidays, get away from it all just for a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I would love to stay in Chapman.
Can you give me an example of that?
Oh, you know, Christmas dinner.
Christmas Day, you go to the Great Wolf Lodge.
It's just so, like, you know how family can get.
I sure do.
Cut to our Christmas family dinner.
Oh, Amelia, would you pass the gravy?
Oh, Amelia, I got the new beer you like, for the only one you can get at this tour. Amelia, can you grab that first, and then do you want to get the gravy?
I mean, no, it's fine. I can grab the gravy myself.
Oh,
Amelia, I've got another kidney stone. I need another pun.
Last time. Everybody, stop.
Whoa.
Everyone, stop. Whoa, Amelia.
What the hell? I was just my kidneys.
Amelia, you don't talk to family that way. Oh. I need to go. Amelia, where are you going?
Where are you going?
It's 7 p.m. on Christmas Day. I need to just break the noise. I need to get out of here for a minute. Be back in a couple days. A couple days? We have your whole family here. What are you talking about? Ed, can you talk some sense into your daughter?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I'm getting a lot of lower back pain right now. Amelia, honey, why don't you come outside, talk to me? Just one-on-one.
Negative 15 outside, Dad.
Well, you're the one who wants to run off into the God knows nightwhere.
Come sit on the porch with Pop.
Dad, you aren't going to convince me otherwise.
What's going on?
I'm leaving. What's going on is that I can't think when I'm here. I feel so stifled. You don't feel overwhelmed?
Of course I feel overwhelmed. Every day's a nightmare in this house. I got your mother. I got your cousins. I mean, it's horrid.
So, don't you ever think about getting away?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my poker nights and, my kidneys. And I got, well, it's mainly the poker nights.
Dad, I know a place that I'm not bringing this up to you. I don't want you to come with me. This is my place that I go to be alone.
Okay, we're going
together. But when I'm not there, you can come.
Okay.
It's the Great Wolf Lodge right off of Oak.
What about it?
It's kind of a refuge. A sanctuary for me in many ways.
You mean where your sister got norovirus in the third grade?
The very same.
Why do you go there?
I go there to reconnect with myself. Slip-sliding around a water slide makes me remember that I'm just a little part of this big thing we call life.
I guess, you know, it's your life.
I get into the room.
Oh, okay.
Smells of chlorine and mold and stale french fries. And I think, God, I really am so small. And this world is so big. What am I doing? Making millions of dollars trading stocks for huge corporations. I'm moving around a lot of money every day.
Yeah. I've been meaning that. It's now not the time.
About what, Dad?
Well, I've been meaning to ask. These kidney stones, they've been bothering me for quite some time. And
okay, I'm not a doctor.
No, I know, but, well, I've been putting it off because, you know, ever since I got laid off, I can't really afford the bill. And I was just wondering.
Oh, shit.
Know,
I'm so sorry.
I hate
Dad.
To ask. It's so embarrassing for a father to ask his own daughter like this, but.
Don't. Dad, I'm gonna. I love you so much.
You know, there's these.
You're my favorite family member right now.
Medications they can give you that just dissolve them right out. You don't gotta pass them or nothing. I mean.
God.
And it's not that expensive either. They're like, you know, I can't afford it right now because it won't be covered on the health insurance, but out of pocket for you, I don't think it would be a big deal.
Dad, I love you. And would it just be a drop in the bucket for me?
Too.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I could pay for that kidney stone medication 20 times over and not even feel it at all.
Oh.
But this is where my boundary setting comes in from the therapy I've been doing.
Of course.
And
I'm sorry I asked.
Love you, but I need to use this money to go to Great Wolf Lodge.
Of course, and there's not enough for both.
No, there's so much.
Right. Okay.
I can't stress to you how much money I make.
Okay.
But your baby girl's got to put herself first sometimes.
Hey, fly free, my little unicorn.
You mean that? You're not mad at me?
I'm blacking out. It's agony.
But you're not upset?
I don't think so.
So if I go to Great Wolf Lodge right now, take a margarita glass to the wave pool. Maybe splash around a bit.
I don't know if that's allowed, but...
You're not... Oh, no, it is. They allow it for me. You wouldn't be upset with me?
Not really. At this point, I'm kind of sick at the sight of you.
Well, the feeling's mutual.
What? Okay.
So why don't you tell everybody in there that I'll be back, you know, when I see fit. And if anyone really needs me, just howl. Because of the lodge.
Oh.
Well, not now.
I really need that medication. This is for the Great Wolf Lodge in Kansas City.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can. A little Oklahoma for you.
Oklahoma,
okay.
Where the Great Wolf Lodge is a water park. This is from Chris I.
Chris Icarus. Flew too close to the wolf.
1 star.
Oh, shit. Chris did not have a good time.
Absolutely the worst general manager Eric and head of security at any facility I have ever been to. There was an issue where another guest, an adult, was intentionally manipulating a part of the tower to spray the crowd and people that passed by. I'm talking old people above 70. And I stupidly forgot and walked by in my street clothes and nice shoes as we were leaving and got drenched with water. Mind you, it was -3 degrees outside. The answer from the staff was, oh, well, here's some clothes that are 2 sizes too small for you. Spoke to Eric, the general manager, who said he would try to make it right by comping us for another visit. Do you think that happened? No way.
Hey, you up there, you please listen to us. You're hurting innocent people. You don't want to be doing this.
Woo, I love the water park.
Hey, man, talking. Hey, someone get him a phone up there. Can someone get him Woo! A phone up there? Yeah, chief, I'm on it. Somehow throws a flip phone up there. Hey, buddy, I'm going to call you, okay?
Whatever, man.
Mommy, he got the water all over my cake.
Can someone please get this man out off of the water tower? We're working on that.
Enjoy
hey, I'm calling
wet
you, buddy.
Cake.
Ring, 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 ring.
I don't want to pick up.
Please, it's good. I don't want to yell, man. Please pick
Fine.
Up.
Fine. Hello.
Hey, is this the water tower blaster?
You can see me.
Okay, well, I am Detective Sparks. And
are you a
I'm
real
here.
Cop?
I am. Do you want to see my badge?
Lawyer.
Okay, I'm a lawyer. And I did
no,
commit a crime
I
by saying
No, I want a lawyer.
Oh.
But now you... Okay, so you're a lawyer. Okay.
I'm a detective. Well, they are calling me detective because, you know, I'm kind of the best on the team at negotiating. I'm not actually
on the
even
team,
a real negotiator.
You don't work... Do you work here?
I do. I do work at Great
But you're not a lawyer or a cop.
Man,
I am a lawyer.
If I could bend this thing back like another half inch, I swear I could spray you right now. Fuck,
we're getting off topic. Listen, I'm here.
Off topic. You're the one who just lied about your profession two times.
Okay.
Like you're on Survivor.
I was a lawyer. I was disbarred. So now this is my job working at Great Wolf Lodge. Okay?
Okay.
We're not here to talk about me.
Yikes.
What's your name?
Brady.
Brady, you got a family, Brady?
Sure do.
Got spouse, kids?
Wife, two littles.
Still squirting me. Hey!
Got he!
Hey, that's enough. People are trying to have a good time down here.
There's a grandma over there. I think if I get her feet, she'll slip.
Don't! Hey, Brady.
Why not?
Brady.
Why not?
Come on. Take a look at yourself. Is this the kind of dad that your two littles look up to? Someone who sprays water at children having a birthday, innocent old ladies at the lap pool. Is this the kind of life you thought you would have?
No.
What's the life you want, Brady?
Well, believe it or not, I used to be a detective.
Nah, you're lying. Come on. That's really cool.
New York City, solving the big crimes.
Wow.
But
you had a lot of purpose in life then, huh?
Yeah, a lot of perps. Is. But then I got fired.
Dare I ask?
I aimed for the king. And I missed. I'm not going to make the same mistake twice.
Well, I'm not asking you to aim at anyone today. In fact, I'm asking you to put that squirt gun down.
My kids, they look at me and I can just see it in their eyes. They see a failure.
No. Is your family here?
They say, that's my dad. That's my dad, the failure. My dad arrest Rudy Giuliani. Failed.
You think Rudy Giuliani's the king of the New York crime scene?
He was back when I was there.
Are your kids here, Brady?
Yeah, of course.
Are they in this room right now?
No, they're at the Build-A-Bear.
Well, I can imagine you'd be pretty embarrassed if your family walked in and saw you shooting water at high velocity at little old ladies.
Maybe, but...
Maybe? Why don't you really think about it for a second?
Yes, yeah, probably. They would be. I would be embarrassed. They would be embarrassed. We'd all be embarrassed. Are you okay?
Okay. We're getting somewhere. I'm not your enemy. Look.
Feels like you are.
I'm on your side, man. All these people, they look at you and they just see a jackass adult on a kid's
playset. I'm just trying to make everybody lighten up.
Well, look around. Take a second longer to look. What do you see?
I see a kid whose mom was all upset at him for being a brat on his birthday. Okay. And then he got sprayed with water. And now, who's his mom upset at? Me.
Right, but also you've got water all over the kid's cake and it's an edible now.
Who's mad at God for taking her husband. But now who's she mad at? Me.
Okay. I don't know how you got that. She's just sitting there.
Be, you know, the punching bag for all these people's anger. Maybe I can make their lives a little easier.
And you feel like this is you making up for not taking down Giuliani.
I was this close.
Door opens. Hey, honey, we got the kids each got their own. What's going on? What's happening?
I'm just playing.
No, he's not just playing. He got my book wet.
Shut up, Granny. Psh.
Oh!
Just shit down the... Your socks are in the chest.
Oh, fuck. Oh! My bad.
Oh, my God. Brady, get down from there. Brady, you're starting to hurt people, Brady. You don't want to be doing that.
Starting to hurt people?
Brady, come on.
Been hurting people all my life.
No, you haven't, Brady.
One
you
big fuck up after another.
Listen, man. I know we only met a couple minutes ago, but I can tell you want to help people. You want to be a role model for your kids. You want to have a great time at this Great Wolf Lodge. Oh, you want to be the big, you want to be the alpha wolf around
no
here.
No adult has fun here.
How about you look a little closer? That old woman who you thought was mad at God, she was mad at me because I told her that the next wave pool would start up at 3 and it's actually 4. She's having a blast. And you see that little girl over there? She just learned how to swim without floaties. She feels like a mermaid.
I said adult.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, what about your wife? How's she feeling? Have you checked in with her?
She's probably feeling like she married a nobody.
We're not talking about you right now. We're talking about if your adult wife is having fun at Great Wolf Lodge.
Well, why don't you pass the phone over?
Excuse me? Samantha. Samantha, you're Brady's... Yes. He wants to talk to you. Okay. Brady, what's going on? What's happening?
Nothing. I just was playing around with the squirt gun and things got a little out of hand.
Brady, all these people look really, really mad.
They're not mad. They're just wet. Oh, get over it. You come to a water park, you don't expect to get wet.
Brady, what's going on?
I just have a question for you, and I need you to answer 100% honestly.
Of course. I just want this to stop.
And it's not about Rudy this time, I swear.
Okay.
Are you having fun here?
Am I having fun at the Great Wolf Lodge?
Are you, my adult woman wife, having fun here at the Great Wolf Lodge or not?
Well, do you want me to lie or do you want the truth?
I want the honest to God truth.
Brady, this place smells like ass.
Yes.
It smells like wet.
Wet.
Mildew feet.
Yes.
Pizza.
Chlorine cheese.
Chlorine pizza. Chlorine cheese. But I'm having a really good time.
What?
I went down the water slide and I felt like a kid again. I splashed around in the deep end and, you know, in my head played mermaids a little bit. I was too embarrassed to say to you, hey, let's go
to
the Lost Kingdom.
Anything?
Because I thought you'd think that your adult woman wife was acting like a baby. That this is a place for kids. And you always say no adult can have fun at Great Wolf Lodge.
It's true. I didn't think they could.
But then that put on me like, oh, I'm a freak. I must be a freak because I'm having fun at this indoor water park. No, but do you hear how you saying no adult can have fun? It doesn't make me feel like an adult.
Yeah, when you say it back to me like that, I hear it.
So if you could just let go of the Rudy Giuliani thing and maybe get your feet wet a little bit.
I fucked up, Samantha.
I think you would have a blast. And the kids want you to have fun too.
I don't think they're going to let us stay here.
What do you mean?
I think when I come down, they're probably going to tell us to leave. Because I did hit that old woman right in the chest and she fell.
Brady, what the fuck?
I know. It happened really fast.
Well, Jesus, so we can't stay here anymore?
I doubt it. I don't know. Ask your best friend over there, whatever his name
was,
the lawyer.
Oh, don't start. Hey, I'm not your enemy, baby. I'm not your enemy.
I'm just saying, like, you cheated one.
Hey, it's me again. It's Detective Sparks.
You're not a cop.
I never said I was. Well, I did. I lied. Anyway, I overheard a little bit of your conversation. Not on the phone, but you are maybe about 10, 15 feet away.
Get to the point.
Your wife and kids can still stay here. But I feel like we'd have a lot of angry wolf cubs if we let you stay on premises.
I get it.
So now, knowing that your wife and kids can stay and have fun, and there'll be no legal action taken against you. We'll just take your photo and make sure that no one here ever lets you in again.
I would never come back on my own.
Okay, that's fine. Would you mind
Who
coming
would
down
come here
from there?
Alone?
Would you mind coming down from there?
Do you guys really have people who come here by themselves?
Yes, regulars.
That's fucking weird.
Please come down from the tower, Brady.
Can I bring the water gun with me?
No.
I gotta leave it up here.
Yes.
Fuck.
Okay.
Brady,
I'm coming.
I'm your pal.
I'm coming.
Because down, everyone's like,
thank you guys.
Him.
Thank you
Get
guys.
Get him out of here.
What?
Someone spits on you.
Oh, you said I. You said I get kicked out. You didn't say I get fucking spat on.
Well, I'm not in charge of that. There's some angry people. You might want to consider making amends.
Goes up to the old woman. Reaches out a hand. Hey, let me help you there. What's your name?
My name is Rose.
Sorry about your husband, Rose.
What happened to him?
He's dead, and so you're mad at God.
No, he's upstairs watching the big game.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm sorry that I got your book wet.
And my chest cavity is filled with water still.
Oh, I would see a doctor about that.
I think it's your fault.
That's called dry drowning, and it's very serious.
Can we get this man out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on his way.
I just have a couple more. Hey, miss, I'm sorry about your kid's birthday party. I didn't mean to get the cake wet or anything.
Oh, you didn't mean to get the cake wet when I saw you. When earlier, before that phone call, I saw you. You zeroed it. What? And you were narrating. You said, I'm zeroing in. I'm locking in. Target
I know,
locked.
I know.
And then you said, pew, 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 happy birthday to you, as you were shooting the cake.
And I
and you were making bullet holes of water in our kid's cake.
And I saw how mad you were at him before, and I thought maybe if I could take the heat off of him.
Mad at him?
You were yelling. It
looked like I was mad, yelling at him.
Yeah.
Wasn't
your mom yelling at you?
We were singing our favorite song.
Weren't your mom...
No, we were singing our favorite song.
No.
We're singing Welcome to the Jungle, and it has a lot of screaming in it. So if you'd actually listen to women and
Wait,
children...
Wait, the Guns N' Roses song?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Well, maybe if you ever try listening, you need to hear what's going on around you. Kids from 1 to 92 are all having a great time here at the Great Wolf Lodge.
But it smells bad.
Well, there's one person you didn't apologize to yet.
I'm drawing a blank.
It's your wife?
Oh, Sam, yes.
Do you have anything to say to me and the kids? Itty and bitty?
Itty. Bitty.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
For?
Damn. For not being able to get Giuliani.
God.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, Eddie?
We don't care about how you're the guy who let Giuliani get away.
But he was on charge of everything. He was
hey,
the head of
listen
it all.
Listen to your kids. Listen to what they're trying to say to their papa.
I hear you, Eddie.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, Eddie.
We love you. We don't care that you're the one who let him get away. Because you're our dad.
Thank you for saying that, guys. I'm going to let you guys finish up the vacation. I'm going to go wait in the car.
Well, we'll be here for another 2 days.
And I'll be in that car festering.
Well, actually, we cannot have you
on. Are you serious?
The premises that includes the lot or any lodging space thereof.
Fine. I'm going to go stand right outside the front door.
That's still on the premises.
The sidewalk outside.
Depending on the radius.
Of outside that radius.
Okay. I can't stop you there.
And I'm going to take that fucking water gun with me.
Hey, before you go, I'll put that down.
Oh, fine.
Thank you for stepping up to the plate today. Being the man that your kids want you to be. And know who you are.
Don't know if I did all that, but thank you.
And by the way...
No fucking way.
It's Rudy Giuliani.
I'm gonna drown
you,
son of a bitch.
You'll never get me alive. normal, I'd say.
I would say Rudolph Giuliani has nothing to worry about with that scene.
What? I have a review.
Okay. Spill.
It's for the Great Wolf Lodge in Anaheim, California.
Oh, I love that one.
This is 3 stars, and you get to make up the name.
No name at all?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I would say probably Rudolph William Lewis Giuliani.
This is from Rudolph William Lewis Giuliani. 3 stars.
Okay.
The title is Filthy Rooms, Mediocre Food, Spotty Service, But Kids Love It.
Amen.
Rooms are more like Motel 6. Carpets are filthy. Mattresses are so uncomfortable. Sheets are so cheap. Blankets are most likely never washed. Food is very mediocre. Service is not consistent. The water park is a cesspool of viruses, even though the whole place reeks of chlorine. The crowd varies dramatically, but most people are respectful. Nevertheless, kids love the water park.
Sounds like you hate your kids.
They don't have taste. They don't have taste.
Yeah, I mean, you remember when we were kids. I mean, you know, mom and dad did their best, but, you know.
Well, they did their best, but also, you know, that was when smoking cigarettes inside around your children was the norm.
But, you know, yeah, exactly.
So
I mean,
what does their best really look like, you know?
Right. That's what I mean. You know, you're saying, like, oh, you feel like your kids don't have taste, but, like, you know. Did you really enjoy the wine tastings mom and dad would take us on all that much?
Of course. I knew that they were raising me to be a jack of all trades, a Renaissance woman. And seeing my kids now, they want to play in a water park. They could be out foraging truffles. They could be learning to play polo. They could be doing etchings of a sunset on a rock.
I mean, we were only eight when we went to those. I mean,
I didn't get drunk. I spat.
No,
in
I'm not even saying. But like, do you really think you could appreciate the flavor profile or anything like that?
Are you kidding me? The amount I've learned of depend, you know, barrel aged and what kind of oak you're using and the depth of flavor. I mean, my God, like, why else would they have brought us there then if not to bring us up to be, well, cultured and sophisticated? I want that for my kids.
I mean, I guess, you know, you've always been a little bit more sophisticated than me.
Oh, stop. You do your best.
Yeah, I mean, I try, but, you know, when...
Christopher, give yourself more credit.
No, I'm serious. Like,
you're a gentleman when the time asks for it.
When Mom had us memorize, you know, all...
The Constitution.
All 10,000 words of the Constitution. Yeah, I was never good at that. You knew the thing day one.
Well, I don't hold your dyslexia against you, my darling.
Thank you. And I wish Mom could have learned that lesson. But when Dad, you know, he used to take us to those Fabergé egg making classes.
Some of the highlights of my life.
I always felt like I was going to break something and I was going to get into big trouble.
Oh, darling. Well, listen, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, but you did love those times. Just because, you know, you're a bull in a china shop doesn't stop you from having the appreciation for it, does it not?
I mean, I loved them because I was with you and Mom and Dad, like our family, but no, I mean, you know, the truth is... I look back at my childhood and, you know, I would probably, I think I would be better adjusted if I'd played, you know, soccer instead of having those calligraphy classes.
Oh, but suck, you're getting dirty in the mud like a pig in slop. Who wants any
part
of that?
Well, kids. I think it's
good
for...
kids these days, not my kids, not our family, us as children, God no.
But
that's why we are better than everybody else, because we took the calligraphy classes, because we took the ribbon dancing classes, because we took the horse drawing classes. We did a lot of things with art and drawing, and no one can take that away from us.
And I wouldn't take it away from you, ever. But, I don't know, sometimes I look at, you know, your littles, and I
love them dearly. You know, they're my niece and my nephew. And
you're their Unky Chris.
And I love them, but I worry about them sometimes. I really do.
Oh, I know where this is coming
from. And I'm child-free, proudly, happily child-free. And it's by choice, and it's maybe it's because I don't feel like I had a childhood. I was a highly parentified child. I didn't have any opportunity.
Tim and Bim are better sailors than you with all those sailing classes. You're a little bit jealous. I know where this is coming from.
Okay, first of all,
listen,
no.
You can get out on there, you get your Sperrys, and they will show you the ropes, literally and figuratively. So if you're worried about that.
Rethbeca, I have to stop you there. I'm sorry, but I was a better sailor than you growing up. I was. I think that's just an objective.
We're not talking about us. You said you're worried about them. I thought it was worried because you don't have your sea legs quite like my Tim and Bim.
No, I have fantastic. My sea legs are sturdy as an ox. I mean, you said it yourself. I'm a bull in a china shop. And my legs are strong enough to, you know, heave the yaw and,
so then
and
what's your worry?
Throw the jib aside. My worry is, well, I was having a conversation with Bim the other day.
Oh, my darling girl.
When I picked her up from her horseshoe painting class. And I said, hey, are you excited? Are you excited for vacation? And you know what she said? She said, no.
You're lying.
No, I'm serious.
That's a filthy, dirty lie. If you were Bim or Tim, I would have you clean your mouth out with soap.
No, I said, what, you don't want to spend a week learning how to cultivate grapes? Learning how to,
of course
how
she
to
does.
Crossbreed different they, cultivars?
They asked for this vacation. I gave them a choice of two.
Okay,
what
was the other choice?
I gave them either horse calligraphy or grape cultivation.
Well, one of those sounds dangerous, so they probably picked the safer one.
They were so excited about this compared to horse calligraphy.
I'm just saying, if you had given them an option between, I don't know, grape cultivating and, I don't know, Disney cruise.
Well, this is just a straw man argument, Chris. You can say that by anything.
I don't
you'd be like,
think
oh,
that is
would
a
you
straw-
rather go to hell or have an ice cream? You know, you're just.
So in that, wait a minute, in that sort of
go to hell, Disneyland, dirty, disgusting, sickly, sweet, a rat, or have an ice cream, go taste a fermented grape in a cup.
So if you think that going to Disneyland is hell,
of course it is.
In that
our family would have
choice,
never taken us to such a place.
Well, then why not just ask the question? Why don't we call Bim in here?
I know, my darling girl. Okay.
Bim,
thank you. You always leave Tim out, by the way.
Well, it's because
Tim's
quiet.
Darlings, oh, hello, my darlings. Are you having a good day with your astrological tutor?
Yes.
Let's speak up a little louder, my dear.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, fantastic, my sweeties. Okay, well, your Uncle Chris and I have a question we'd like to ask you, but I feel like I already know the answer.
Why don't you ask away?
Oh, you see how cultured they are, Chris. My God, you think the... Oh, all right, I'll just ask.
Uncle
Bim
Chris
and Tim.
Don't you know that Mother had us cultivate a vague European accent in order to have a little bit extra class?
I did know
well,
that, yeah.
Yes. Bim, Tim.
Yes, Mother.
Would you rather, this is a hypothetical, of course, because I know how excited we all are for grape cultivation vacation. But, hypothetically, would you rather go cultivate grapes in the great outdoors, indoor solarium hybrid with Evian on tap? Or go to icky, yucky, sticky, smelly Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Oh, that's what I said. Yes, Disneyland.
Mommy, can we have an opportunity to discuss between the two of us?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I already know what you're going to say, so you don't have to put on a... You know. Oh, I love their healthy communication. You know, and their...
Disney.
Their communication seminars that I put them through. This was a big part of that.
Disney. Cultivated
grace. Yes, my darling Bim.
You've made a decision.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's no... Okay, well, what's your would you rather, knowing that we're going to go cultivate grapes next week?
We'd rather go to Disneyland.
Oh, this is a joke. You know, the comedy playwriting classes have been really paying off. They love testing out.
I don't think they're joking.
Well, of course they are. They would never want...
We're not joking, Mama. Oh. This is extremely real.
Bim, you don't mean that. That's not who you are.
I want to ride on a Minion.
Well, darling, that is Universal property. That's Illumination. See, they don't even know what they're talking about.
These are the sort of thing I should know as a growing girl, but I do not. I can tell you which grape varietals are endangered.
Exactly, and that is what a young lady with class and poise should know.
I can tell you...
Not... Bido, banana. You know, that's not the kind of thing that...
No, but Mama...
That children... They, you know, kids these days, all they want is illumination.
But my dear.
But you, you know how to shoe a horse and then dressage.
But my dear, mother, I...
You want banana. Banana, that's what you
want.
Wait
a minute, mother. Wait a minute.
Tim, my God.
I have to speak up for Brim in this moment. You know, as children, we should not be able to identify the difference between a tobacco and musk cologne and
of
a sandalwood.
Of course you should.
No, mother, we should be able to identify the difference between Bob and Kevin. This is what we should do.
Are you joking? Chris, what have you been telling them? Obviously, this was your doing.
I haven't. I mean, it's probably the internet. I haven't. I promise you, I haven't shown them any of this stuff. Right, kids?
Chris, I know when you're lying.
Fine.
God damn it.
Maybe last summer, I maybe took them to see Minions movie.
The Rise of Gru or
yes.
The first one?
No, The Rise of Gru. They had so little context because they hadn't seen Despicable Me or the sequel, or the... It was really hard for them to watch it.
You did that without consulting me.
I mean, Mike said it was okay.
What does Mike know? Mike's a dunce, and I'll tell him that to his face.
He's your husband.
He went to Brown.
Okay, Rebetha, I think... I'm sorry, you've had this a long time coming, and you are my sister, and I love you, but you are a snob.
There it is.
You're a uppity,
and
stuffy,
there it is. Oh, you think I'm a snoot?
Know-it-all snoot.
You
really
think
are.
I'm a snoot? You and
you
I
really
had the same goddamn childhood, Christopher.
Yes, and I grew up, you know, a weird sort of maladjusted freak.
Oh, don't talk about yourself like that.
It's true.
Webbed toes are nothing to sniff
not
at.
Not that part. My personality. I'm not the toes aren't the thing.
Okay.
You're always with the toes.
Well, I know how insecure you are about
I'm not
them.
Insecure about that. I'm insecure about the fact that I don't, like, know any movies.
Oh, so you think that's all being a kid is knowing Banana.
Yes.
Knowing Kevin. Knowing Bob.
Well, when we went to middle school for the first time, mom finally was too busy with her tobacco curing to send us to public school.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to middle school, and the kids were talking about Star Wars, and I thought they were, you know, talking about Copernicus and Galileo.
As you should. Those are the tales of old and astrologers who made leaps and bounds for us as humanity. What, you want to know about Jar Jar? You want to know about Yoda?
Yes.
So I guess I'm the freak.
Freak you are.
Well, if you want to take my children to Disneyland or Universal or the Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, fuck no.
What?
Oh, never Great Wolf Lodge. Stinky.
Kids, do you want to go to an indoor water park hotel?
That feels like a little too much, a little too fast.
I want to ride a minion.
I'd like to buy a minion burger.
Alf, do you have another one or should I do it?
Oh, I have one and it's really funny, but I think you should do yours.
No, do it. Yours is probably better than mine.
No, that was a bluff. I don't have one.
You actually don't.
No, I actually don't have another one.
Okay, perfect. That's a really good bluff. This is also for Great Wolf Lodge in Anaheim. It is one star from Isaac P.
Isaac Poopin. Like instead of Newton, it's
no,
Poopin.
I know. Isaac Poopin. One star. The title is First Timer.
Ugh.
The hotel was not what we'd expected. The food was terrible and overpriced. The blankets for the children's beds were laughably small. The bathtub was dirty, and there were very few blankets for the number of people the room accommodated for. I called the front desk multiple times around 6 p.m. for extra towels, and no one answered or bothered returning my room call. The activities were poor in execution, and the quote-unquote story time was awkward at best. The water park was smaller than advertised and had little staff/security after blah, blah, blah. Then it's really just them talking about fees. I guess the story time element is what really stuck out to me. Who's telling them the story? And what does it have to do with the water park? I guess there's activities that go on in the hotel that have nothing to do with the water park. I don't know. I'm so ignorant about the ways of Great Wolf Lodge.
I do think I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that.
About story time?
I don't know about that as an activity. Maybe it's because
what do you mean?
Maybe it's because I was a kid with the inability to sit still and sort of like, for lack of a better word, a kind of
attention deficit disorder.
Yes, and a sort of desperate need to be the center of attention at all times. Mm. I think being like told like we're going on vacation and now you're gonna sit still quietly and listen to someone tell a story would be like sort of nightmare material.
See, I would have loved a story time.
Yeah, because you were a goody two shoes.
Yes.
Fucking brown noser.
Yes.
Teacher's pet.
Yes. Of course.
Disgusting.
Okay, honey. Okay, so this is the time where the parents were going to go have dinner. And thankfully, they are going to serve all the littles dino nuggets and fries. And you get a story from Wally the Wolf. So you and all the kids, you guys need to sit down, be quiet. Wally's going to come out a little bit and tell you guys a story. And then by the time that's over, we'll be done with dinner and we'll pick you up and we'll go to bed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, but you have to sit, you have to be quiet for this, okay? Because this is not your story time.
What's that mean?
Wally the Wolf's going to tell a story. So just be good and we'll be back soon.
What was that supposed to mean?
They leave.
Why'd she say that? That's not your
story. Well, hey there, little one. Why don't you come over here? I'll get you seated with the other kids.
Like I'm some kind of spotlight hog.
What's your name, friend?
Francis.
Francis? What a fantastic name. My name is Francine. Look at that. We're twins.
We're not.
All right. Well, I still think you're great. We can be friends then. All right. Francis and Francine, best of friends. Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and sit you down. Why don't
Remains
you come over?
To be seen.
Papa squat over here next to Camille and Robert.
Camille? Robert?
Hi. We're so excited for story time. You're Francis, right?
Yeah. It's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh. Okay. Well, is it your first time here? We haven't seen you around before.
Yeah, I'm still not sure about all this.
You guys like this?
We love it. Our parents take us every year, and we actually met here last year, and now we're pen pals, so that's been really fun. Maybe you and I could be pen pals someday.
Yeah, maybe. But the story time specifically, you guys like this?
Wally is so cute and has the best stories. You'll love him.
Hmm. Wait, I thought that the southern lady was going to tell the story.
No, she's Wally's handler. Wally will be out... He's coming out right now.
He needs a handler?
Fred, what was her name? Francesca or something?
Francine
is helping Wally out. She's helping him like walk across the stage. It's just a giant wolf costume.
That kind of handler.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I just thought you meant handler, like, you know, how a wild animal needs a handler, not handler like how my grandma needs a handler.
Well, no, he is a wild animal. She's making sure that he doesn't get too wild.
He looks like he can't see in that costume, and that's why she's here. Not that she... Anyway.
All right, kids, it's a Wally the Wolf. Can I get a big ow?
A woo.
Ow!
Oh, I love hearing that from all you little wolf pups. Well, welcome to Wally Storytime. Now, are you guys ready to hear the best story you've ever heard in your life, or at least the past hour?
Oh! Okay, kids, I'm going to leave you with Wally. I'll be back. I'll just be right in the back of the room if you guys need anything. Wally, if you need anything, any treats or little wolf snacks, you just let me know.
Thank you so much, Francine. Okay, here we go.
So the handler leaves?
Well, she's in the back of the room because Wally's good. He's ready to... we're trying to actually listen.
So you even acknowledge that he really only needs her to walk?
We are here for this story. Yeah, hey, come on, man. We're trying to listen, new friend.
Okay. Is it always the same story or a different one?
Shh.
Okay.
Okay, kids. It's time for today's story. Now. I know everyone has been having a long, fun day in the water, but this story is actually set in the desert.
Oh, whoa.
There's a wolf now about the desert.
Now, I bet some of you are wondering, what does a wolf know about the desert?
Wait, he read my mind.
But I have a couple friends in the great outdoors. My friend Carson Coyote told me this story from his time in the Mojave Desert.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll admit it, that's pretty cool.
Now, once upon a time, there was, you guessed it, a coyote. Can we get an awoo for the coyote?
Awoo! Yeah.
Like Isn't that. It fun? He's great,
yeah,
right?
I'm getting into it, yeah.
One night, he was walking through the desert when he noticed something bright up ahead. But what could that be? They were miles away from people, and there weren't any city lights out here.
Could it be a star? No, mirage.
What's that little wolf in the back?
Could it be a
He's
mirage?
Talking to you.
Could it have been a mirage?
I love that guess, little wolf pup, but no, what it was.
What was it?
Was a star.
Fuck, that was
a
my first
bright,
guess.
Gleaming star.
That was my
in
first
the
guess.
Distance. What's that, little one?
You wouldn't believe me.
Well, come on.
Well, that was going to be my first guess, but then I changed it to
mirage. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
I said he wouldn't believe me.
Anyway.
You guys heard me say star, though, right? Under my breath. Okay, yep.
The star was gleaming and glowing. And what? It looked like it was coming straight at him. It was getting bigger and bigger until, boom, it landed right next to him in the sand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. What's going
to
happen?
Well, it can't really be a star, then, if it landed right next to him.
Now. Guess what, you guys? It wasn't really a star after all.
I should be writing these, I swear.
Hey, man. Hey, little wolf cup pup. I'm so happy you're here for this story time, but we're all trying to listen to the story together. Can I get a big awoo for that?
Awoo!
No, you may not.
Oh, little one. Oh, you're a little rascally wolf pup. Come on, can I get an awoo for the story?
No, you may not.
Oh, this is my friend Francis. Hey, Francis, it's me. Hey, how about you give him an aloo and we just water under the bridge?
No, thank you. I'm fine. I think he's being a little dramatic.
He's being... What do you mean dramatic?
Well, I was talking very quietly, and frankly, I mean, he's a grown wolf. You know, if he can't tell a story, you know, if he's so insecure about his storytelling ability that one kid
whispering...
Well,
why don't you get up here and tell the story then?
I don't think you actually want me to do that. You know, that's stand-up 101 mistake. You know,
come on. If you think this is, you can tell a better story.
Trust me, my man. You think this is going to work? It's not going to work. The
tell
audience will turn
story.
On you. Even if I don't tell a better story,
won't.
The
no,
audience will
they
turn
won't.
On you.
Come on,
okay.
All you pups.
Okay.
Can we get an awoo for Francis?
Awoo.
Oh, come on, kids. I know you could do a better awoo than that.
Oh, you're being kind of mean.
I don't want to be pen pals with him at all. That's for
I
sure.
I never want to be pen pals with you fucking dork.
Awoo, more like a P-U.
A P-U.
Oh, come on, little wolf pup. Why don't you get up on here and you
okay,
can tell,
I'm getting
you
up.
Can finish the story. So the bright light that was definitely not a star.
No, you
landed
go sit
in the
down.
Desert.
You go sit down. If we're trading places, we're trading places.
Telling the alpha to sit down. Now that's rich.
Oh, did the little cucky get his feelings hurt?
Some alpha. Can't be threatened by a kid if you're the alpha. Go sit down. They don't like you, man. All right. Oh, what was your name again? France. Little guy. Not you. Nobody likes you. Your name?
I thought we were Robert. No need to be me. I mean, Francis. No need to be
oh,
me.
Oh, no. Who's forgetting names? Okay. What was the little guy in the
That's
front row?
Robert.
What was your name? What was your name
Robert.
In the front row?
Robert.
Okay. Robert. Hey, Robert. How's it going?
I'm okay. I wanted to know what the light was.
Yeah, we'll get to that. What do you do for a living?
I'm a kid, just like
right,
you.
Right, right. What's your favorite subject in school?
What is this?
Crowd work.
Hey, come on. No, we're telling the story. You said you could have told a better story. That's what
you're
doing.
I'm not going to continue to tell the story until I've built some rapport, my friend. This is fucking storytelling 101.
No cussing at
okay,
the Great
that,
Wolf
and
Lodge.
And I appreciate that is a bit much. I'm sorry. So what do you? What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Math. I pegged you as a math kid. You look smart.
Thanks.
Yeah. Do you want to do some quick maths for me real quick?
I want to listen to Wally's story.
Oh, you want to listen to Wally's story?
We all want to listen to Wally's story.
Oh, so you don't want to hear the secret story?
What?
The secret Great Wolf Lodge story.
Well, there's no... All looking at Francine. There's no secret Great Wolf... No. There's no secret Great Wolf
oh,
Lodge story.
Oh, your parents didn't tell you?
No. Now he's being... Wait, our parents didn't tell us what? No, there is no secret
oh, you
Great
guys,
Wolf Lodge.
No, no,
Camille,
no, no, no.
There's a secret Great Wolf Lodge
no.
story that
and
all
the star,
adults
the,
know.
What fell into the sand was actually a little alien. Can we get that woo for the alien? Ooh.
You guys don't want to hear that boring story. That's probably the same story you heard last summer,
come on.
Right?
Yeah, it does sound. I think the alien and the coyote become friends, and the alien shows the coyote an endless water spring. I think that's what happens.
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep hearing that.
Hey,
now you
come
guys
on.
Want to hear the secret story, right?
Yeah, we do. No, no. Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up. I'm
oh,
going to call
you
your parents
of?
To come
what
home.
What are you afraid of, Francine?
There is no secret story that their parents would have told them because
then
the
secret
story does
not
exist.
Then what are you afraid of? Then
I'm
what are you,
of you
afraid of?
I'm not. You gave me the heebie-jeebies, little man. I am very
You're
scared of you.
You're afraid of me.
I am
I told you this wouldn't
you.
Work. Wally, I told you not to do it. I told you not to put me up here, and you did it anyway.
Hey, well, little man, why don't you go sit back down, and we'll get your parents and everyone.
You sit
back
down. Security, get him out of here. I've had enough. I've had
they
enough.
Do.
Yeah. Come on. The
secret
kids start clapping.
Secret story.
Okay, secret story time. This story... Okay, this is a secret story that they don't want you to know.
That's not true. We have full transparency here.
This story
here at Great Wolf Lodge.
Is called...
the security guards gag her and take her out of the room.
This story is called... What Your Parents Really Do. Well, you're at story time. But I don't think you guys are really want to hear that story.
No, we actually don't want to hear that story.
Do you want to hear the one about like the snail that learned to fly?
Yeah!
Yeah, that seems more your speed. And you see, Wally, rule number two, know your audience. Fucking hack.
Back in the room. So, honey, how was Wally's story time?
Tough room. Tough room.
Oh, my God. Francis.
Yeah.
Your voice, it's...
Yeah, I wouldn't like to play here again.
Okay. Well, for the next tour,
let's just remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. We can mark that down.
I sold two CDs.
Those numbers, they're not good numbers. Even we can admit they're not good numbers.
Oh, I barely covered my,
Yeah, yeah.
Milk for the day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
No, I hear that. Well, did you do the while your parents are away?
I didn't think they even wanted it, you know?
Really?
The secret story got them in, but when it came time for it, they weren't really into it, which I to be honest, I knew that, and I was pushing my luck. I was trying to show off in front of the asshole.
So you did the flying snail?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a crowd pleaser for a reason.
It is, but can I be honest, Frankie, baby?
It's stale. It's stale.
It's stale.
I know it's
stale. The flying snail is getting stale.
I know, but they're kids. They've never heard anything like, you know what I mean? Like, I can get a little more away with it with them.
Of course, of course.
But no, you're right. I mean, I'm not challenging myself. I'm not challenging myself.
No, but for the future, don't lead with necessarily. I think what you could do in the future is you could say, do you want to hear a story about a snail who learned to fly? Or, and then you present the other option.
And I hear that.
Yeah.
And I hear that, but I just, like, I felt like, you know, I had lost them. I really felt like I lost them for a second when I said, do you want to know what your parents really do? You know, when I did that.
Uh-huh.
And I just was like, I just panicked. And I was like, I have to get them back. The snail story, it's a strong closer. We'll just go for that. But I agree. You're wrong. You're not wrong. I've been working on the one about the car that learns to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really found it. You know, it feels very derivative at this point.
What about the dog that does ballet?
I know you're always pitching that one, and
I think
it's promising.
The dog that does ballet could be huge for our numbers.
I just think that I want to work that in like some more blue collar rooms. You know what I mean? I just
I
don't
get
think
that.
This is the
I can
crowd
see that.
For that.
It's not the crowd. This is like, the Great Wolf Lodge.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I hear that.
Dog that does ballet, like. I think that's going to play great in Omaha. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I don't know if that's going to do great here, per se.
Hey, well, this is why you're the one up there, not me. I'm just running the show.
You remember the one I used to do about the whale who couldn't tie her shoes?
The whale who couldn't tie her shoes. Yeah. I love that one. I miss that one.
I know. It's like, why did I stop doing it? Do you remember why I stopped doing that?
I think it became so big and so fun that people started finishing it for you. And I remember
right.
that made you very violent. Very
I didn't
violent
like that.
Time.
No, I did not
no,
like that. It's not
no,
that kind
no,
of
no.
show. And I would say that. They would think I was joking.
And it was like a lot of tantrums.
Yeah, I was fussy. But
you
I think
fussy.
Maybe I've gotten over that now. Maybe I've developed. I don't know. We'll see. Developmental, my frontal lobe, you know.
I mean, it's nowhere near complete.
No, but it's more near complete.
Than a couple months ago, sure.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
Well, you know me. I'm always pushing for a dog who does ballet.
I know you are. And honestly, tough rooms are not a bad thing. You know, I know I came out swinging saying I wanted you to cut this from the schedule from now on. But, you know, we've learned, you know, we're having this discussion and, you know.
Who knows if you.
We
if
weren't
you
having this conversation in
night.
Philly, right? Like, I think it's good to have challenging rooms sometimes, but not every night, which is what this week has felt like. So,
well, can I just speak up for myself?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily my fault.
Oh, King, you are flawless. You are doing the work right now. Like,
thank
I'm
you.
Not.
I felt like you were blaming me that it's like, what's my fault? It's been bad rooms.
No, 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 no. I'm so sorry. I think, honestly, it's a cultural thing.
Mm.
Like, I don't, you know, and I'm not trying to be one of those storyteller kids who's, you know, complaining about you. You can't tell this story anymore. You can't tell this, you
right,
know, I mean.
Right, right, right.
But I do think that, like.
You were starting to sound a little bit like Coastal Elite.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not, and I do think, you know, it's an undeniable truth that, like, there are certain subjects which you used to be able to talk about freely, which you can't anymore. And I think some of that's really good. And I'm proud of that progress we've made. But sometimes rooms can be a little, you feel like a room takes longer to warm them up now. They see, you know, they see a kid storyteller who looks like me, they get nervous. And I'm not saying they don't have a right to be nervous because, you know.
You're seven.
I'm seven. I look the way I look. You know, I sound the way I sound.
Yeah.
But
have you thought about dropping the baby voice when you're on stage?
I have not really thought about that, no. Mm. I just think, I mean, maybe I could try that. Like, when are we, we're doing some house shows, aren't we, in New York next month?
Yeah.
I could do it then, I guess. We could try that. I don't know.
Why not?
I feel like, yeah, the alt kids might be into that. I just think, like, to do that here, you know what I mean?
No. I was not suggesting doing that, like, on this big of a scale. You know, but I'd be arrested. Shows...
It'd be Rodney Dangerfield. You know what I mean? I don't think... censorship.
I'm going to hit the sack.
Okay.
But, hey, great work out there. You know?
Thank you, man.
It's like, a lot of people, it's like, you know, all the biggest critics are never the ones who are actually going to get up on the stage themselves. Well, you know, it's like, you actually have to be in the arena to...
I just want
to,
you know, that's what, I don't want to beat a dead horse. That's what really pissed me off about that Wally guy tonight was, you know, that whoever that was, like, he, you know, he wasn't taking it seriously. He didn't have respect for the audience, you know, and it's like those kids were, they were going to have a fine time. I wanted them to have a great time. You know what I mean?
Well, and so this is why I'm so happy that you're saying this, because it's like, I feel like it's really healthy.
What are you nervous about?
I signed Wally. And so I think it's really healthy
You
guys, hey, come on.
No, I'm serious.
I think it's healthy that you're able give me this kind of feedback, because I don't want to look like I'm playing favorites.
No, and you and I have always been clear. Like, I would never under the assumption that you weren't going to take other clients. Obviously, that would be naive. But
yes,
honestly, just purely, we've been in this a long time together, friend to friend.
Yep.
I do think you made a mistake purely for your own good. Like, I just
you
don't
can
see
have
that
opinion.
Guy.
I
don't
you
see that guy
opinion.
Going anywhere. I think
you
you're
will.
Have him
he's
for
here.
A year
he has a
you're
main
end
stage
up
show
him.
At the Great Wolf Lodge. So, you know, that's your opinion, and you can have that opinion, and I still love you, and I'm here
and
for
I think
you.
It's,
but
you know, Friday night, main stage show, Great Wolf Lodge. How many kids were here tonight? You know what I mean? Like,
oh well, 17. Room max is 25.
Right, so what's that, like 60 something percent?
Look, I don't want to fight with you. I just wanted to tell you, and I'm glad it's out in the open now.
Yeah. No, I mean, thank you for telling me, but just don't book me on any shows with him, please.
That's fine. That's fine. Absolutely.
And if that means that you have to give him some opportunities over, like, this, I don't want to play rooms with that guy. He's a real prick.
I got him Madison Square Garden.
Are you serious?
Kids love a man in a wolf suit.
Well, he'll be able to buy a lot of Coke with that.
Hey, why don't you get into your onesie?
He has a problem. You see that, right?
Get into your crib. Get in your crib.
I'm pretty tired. Didn't take my nap today.
Yeah, I know. Can I get an awoo?
No woo. No hard feelings, boss.
No hard feelings, boss.
All right.
Here's your baba.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, take it easy tonight.
Oh, you know I will.
Sell Madison Square Garden. You know, I don't want to hear.
Hey, come on. Don't.
Don't want to wake up with the cops at my door telling me a story about, you know, so-and-so met a so-and-so again.
I'll see you in the morning.
I hope so. I'm just being honest, man. I worry about you.
Let's do our last segment.
This shook me all week long.
I got something in the mail today.
E. coli.
No. So this is actually, by the time this comes out, I believe Daniel will have just had his birthday. Daniel has just turned 31. And we just have a bit where we send each other every photo of a capybara we see on the internet. And so we did a jelly cat episode weeks ago, and I pulled the trigger and I got Daniel. This had been sold out for months online. I got the Clyde capybara jelly cat, And it has brought me, in the hours that he's been in our home.
Yeah.
He's brought me so much joy already.
And I love him. Don't get
he's
me wrong.
He's got a
I'm obsessed
fat ass,
with him. He's
big nose. He, little it's, paws.
It's hard for you to get an angle on him where he looks normal on the Zoom. No,
his proportions are crazy.
And like
and
I
just
know
seeing
that...
him sitting in the living room, it's the it just makes me laugh.
I you make me want one for sure.
But
I can't get one of those.
Why?
Mr. Mistopheles, be jealous.
Well, he and Chauncey are now buddies. They're going to share a domain.
But that's different, you know. Chauncey's fucking geriatric.
But what about Mr. Mistopheles? Mr. Mistopheles is no spring chicken.
Well, yeah, but he's like 30-ish.
So anyway, it's short and sweet. Clyde Capybara Jelly Cat. This shit makes me laugh so hard. I love it.
Well, my what shook me this week is that I was in the path of totality.
Ew.
Mother
no, that
nature,
is so fucking
Mother
cool.
Nature put her bazooms up to the sky.
Oh.
Ew. Out the sun. No, it
Mother
was
Nature
really
put fantastic. Her bra on.
Oh, that is awful. I went to Southern Indiana and I was in the path of totality and I saw
that's incredible. I'm so jealous.
3 and something minutes of totality. Wow. And it was really a strange, surreal experience. And I'm really glad I did it. It wasn't exactly the best journey. Being there was fantastic. I had such a great time. But on the drive back, we did ultimately get a flat tire. Over 100 miles away from Chicago.
That
and
sucks.
I had to change the tire and then drive at 45 miles an hour on the spare because that was the max speed. You can go on the spare on highways that have a max speed of 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it was dark and the truckers were not pleased.
But you got to see the eclipse in totality, and that is so awesome. Genuinely,
and it was one of those
so
things where I was like,
cool.
If I was a medieval peasant.
Yes.
My mind would have been fucking...
Of course.
I would have been like, end times, burn somebody. Yep. Like, we need to
Absolutely.
Repent. Like, holy
yes.
fuck me. It was genuinely, like... It was genuinely one of the just, like, strangest things. Like, it's
of
the
course.
Only way to describe it. Like, the light... Like, I've never seen light like that. Like, it just looked so odd. Like, there was, like... It felt like the sunset was happening in all directions. It was very, very weird. It looked very...
That's
and all
cool.
And all the birds went honk shoo for a minute. It was...
That's... I'm so glad you got to experience that. My dad also
right.
saw it in totality. I'm very jealous. That's just... It's special. It's special.
And all those people were saying you needed those special glasses.
And you just, yeah.
Row dog. No, I did wear the glasses. Everybody, you guys should all wear the glasses.
All the time.
24/7.
You can find Alf on Instagram at AlfredInIt. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview and Reddit r/ReviewReview. And please send us theme songs. Please, ReviewReviewShow@gmail.com. Please, we love them. Original theme songs. We love them so much. And Discord ReviewReview. And Jeffrey James and I have monthly Zoom parties on our Patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspore, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXX.com, for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week, we're always saying it. We are never actually not saying it.
We'll see you next week.
Au revoir.
That was a HeadGum Original.